May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. The reason I left you in Crete was that you might straighten out what was left unfinished and appoint elders in every town, as I directed you. The first part, the first half of that verse 28 that I just read, which Paul spoke to the elders of Ephesus, the pastors of Ephesus, the first half of that is a little bit easier to hear than the second half. Paul said, "Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers." Even perhaps a lot of television preachers could understand that. Watch over yourself and the flock. Okay, people know how to watch over people. Which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. That one isn't too hard either for a lot of people. People know and often know that the Holy Spirit has made them in charge of others. But in the second half of that verse 28, it gets a little bit messy. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. What is Paul saying to the pastors at Ephesus? Dear Lord Jesus, teach us. Amen. Already in the text, Paul's words are debated. When you go home from chapel this morning or today, be sure you check out the text's critical apparatus on this verse, Acts 20, verse 28. Very interesting indeed. God's blood is a little bit messy for the copyists. In his textual commentary of the New Testament, Bruce Metzger notes concerning which variant should be read, whether it should be Church of God or Church of the Lord. I quote Metzger, "It is undeniable that Theou is the more difficult reading. The following clause speaks of the church which ye obtain, diato hamatos to idio, if this is taken in its usual sense, with his own blood, a copyist might well raise the question, does God have blood? And thus be led to change theou to kyrio." That's what Metzger has to say to us. We thank God that the harder reading stands, even though it rates a C from the translation committee. John Calvin also struggles with the copyists and with Metzger, the translation committee on this text. Calvin comments in relation to Acts 28:20, "God certainly has no blood, suffers not, cannot be touched with hands, but since that Christ, who was true God and true man, shed his blood on the cross for us, the acts which were performed to his human nature are transferred improperly, but not ceaselessly, to his divinity." That's Calvin. How much more difficult, if not even impossible, are Paul's words to the world who have absolutely no commitment to the communication of attributes of the incarnate Son of God? God does not bleed. That's mixing two different categories completely. God is spirit. We are flesh. He has no blood. He is up there. We are down here. Neither Plato or Aristotle could agree with that. Nor can the unbeliever today. Yet Paul says these words to the pastors of Ephesus. What do these words mean to a pastor whom Paul has trained for 3 years, day and night, with tears? These are the words of Christian theology which the pastors have received from Paul. These are the words of Orthodox Christology, which the pastors have received from Paul. And if you search Paul's teachings, you find that he speaks most similarly like this when he speaks of the Lord's Supper. Therefore, whoever eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. The Ephesian pastors understand these words. Paul's words are full of the theology that they have received from him. They have been taught, and now they are also preaching this, and they also administer the sacrament to God's people, to the people God has bought with his own blood. In these same words, this same Christology, this same theology of the Lord's Supper, Paul warns about in verse 30 that some will arise and speak distortions in order to draw some of the disciples away. Some of the shepherds will become thieves and will not speak of God's blood and not properly administer it, thereby leading sheep away from the gospel of the Good Shepherd. Dear brothers in Christ, study well. The hardest, most direct, most theological, most simple and straightforward, Paul says to the pastors, they must preach it. These words are strange words to the world, even unacceptable. The modern and the postmodern alike will not understand this. The believer of African traditional religion will not understand this. The Muslim, the Hindu, the Buddhist, the New Ager will not understand Paul's speech about the blood of God. But you are to preach these words. Unfortunately, these words are also strange to a large part of God's people. These words are distorted by Rome, who wants to offer the blood back to God. Check out the Catechism of Rome. It's still there. And these words, unfortunately, also strange to a large part of the Protestant Church, for whom Orthodox Christology is separated and divorced from the Lord's Supper. But you will continue to be true to these words as you preach and teach. One day you will be called and ordained and installed, and you are given these words to preach. Study well now. These words and all the theology surrounding these words are from God for you to say, to preach, and to administer. And that these words is so important for pastors to preach, we hear Paul speaking to Timothy, I left you in Crete to ordain men in the villages. There were not yet enough pastors to preach and administer the blood of God. The work was undone at Paul's time, and it is still undone for us. Our congregations and our mission fields do not have enough pastors to teach and administer these words. No human strategy can bypass God's intention. Pastors will teach these words. Do not be shy to pray. Do not be shy to look yourself. Do not be shy to speak yourself to men who God may be calling to preach and administer these words. Speak to your sons. Speak to your confirmation classes, your members of your congregations. The work is not yet done. God wills his pastors to preach and administer his blood to his people. Amen.